He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's the pre-4th of July show here. Let's have the fireworks go off here. Fireworks are not going off on Wall Street so far this morning. And I don't like the chart that this market is drawing right now. For that reason, I put up a red flag on the market 2 weeks ago, and I kept it up last weekend. And I'm getting even more worried about this market as I continue to raise cash. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's see where we're at so far here this morning on the market. We have the S&P 500 down 9 points. Okay, it's not the end of the world. We're still above 1,600. We're at 1,605 right now on the S&P, but we're below the 50-day moving average, which now acts as resistance instead of support, and we are drawing a downtrend in the market right now. Warning. I'm warning you. I warned you on the bond market. Warning you on the stock market. Not as dire. I think we're probably going through a consolidation corrective phase at best right now. But you know what? There's some things going on in the world right now that have the markets roiled a bit. The Dow right now down 44 points. Not the end of the world. 14,887 on the Dow. I don't like the chart that the Dow is drawing either. The NASDAQ is down 11. The NASDAQ is at 3,423. The 10-year yield is behaving itself. I said last week that we've probably seen the top in interest rates here for a while. And so far that's the case because interest rates have backed off to 2.47% so far. That's where we stand today. Gold continues to flounder. It's at 1249. Oil, 101.34. More on that in a moment. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I got a tweet yesterday. The Atlanta station is now broadcasting the July 1st show. It should be today's show at 11 EDT. Second time this, well, you know what? I took the day off yesterday. I'll admit it. I wasn't far from my quotes. We were getting quotes. I took my son fishing yesterday. The fishing has been really good here in some of the Southern California lakes. And we went after striped bass yesterday. We got two largemouths. Well, if you count me, I'm the third largemouth. We got two largemouth bass for a two-thirds day, three-quarter day of fishing. We were able to check quotes the whole time we were there. But we just decided, you know what? We've worked awfully hard here. Let's take a day off and go fishing. So we had a good time. But, you know, rarely do I take days off. I do live shows here. I'll be here. I won't be here tomorrow. But I'll be here July the 5th because I think there's some important stuff going on in the market right now that we really need to have that we really have to pay attention to. I'm going to put up a chart here. I wish I could of the S&P 500. This is the chart that I put up every single week in my newsletter. What is the current temperature of the market? Well, for the last 7 months in the market, we have had the wind at our back. It all started midway through November. I was fully invested. Not only was I fully invested, you know, it's one thing to be fully invested. It's another thing to be fully invested and have your foot on the accelerator. And I have had my foot on the accelerator for the last 7 months. But 4 weeks ago, is it five now? I don't know. This Friday may be the fifth week. I put up the yellow flag. Why? Because the rise in the market had halted. Bernanke mentioned one word, taper. What is that? A five-letter word. And that brought the market to a screeching halt. The market put on the brakes. No, the market didn't go into a sideways skid and overturn in the ditch. But it definitely put on the brakes. You can see it exactly in the charts when he said that word taper. That was the reversal in the 7-month uptrend. And he's tried to give us a little more clarification since then, but nothing has really helped because he said the word taper. It's out there. The horse is out of the barn. And now we're in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th week of a downtrend. And the longer this downtrend goes, I mean, the more danger there is. Let's go back to the stock charts, the one-year charts, and let's keep it really simple. I like to make things really simple here on the show, in my newsletter, on my app. Make it simple so that we can all understand, all right? At any given time, if you look at a one-year chart of a stock, of an index, of a sector, you're going to see it in one of four phases, just like the moon, full moon, all right? That's when a stock is on the rise. That's a good thing. That's a good situation. That's what we call an uptrend. And as long as that stock remains in that uptrend, it has the wind at its back. And generally speaking, it's riding above its 50-day moving average. It's riding well above its 200-day moving average. And it more than likely, if it has some real good performance, it's even riding above its 20-day moving average. It's doing fantastic, okay? That's an uptrend in the market. What has the S&P 500 been doing for the last 7 months? It's been in an uptrend. It's had the wind at its back. It's been above its 20-day. It's been above its 50-day. It's been well above its 200-day, okay? So that's one phase that a market is in. What eventually happens to an uptrend? No uptrend goes forever. Cisco's uptrend didn't go forever. Apple's uptrend didn't go forever. Microsoft's uptrend. How about that NASDAQ at 5,300? Did that one go forever? No. Eventually, it comes to a screeching halt. That's the first step. The second step is then there's, generally speaking, a reassessment of that index, a reassessment of the markets, or a reassessment of that stock. Now, some days it will, sometimes, very rarely, it will plummet right from the top. That happens, when companies report bad news. But it rarely happens in the markets. Markets, generally speaking, they clunk along. They don't do anything real drastic or dramatic unless something drastic or dramatic in the world happens. Instead, that uptrend eventually comes to a halt. The uptrend that was 7 months old came to a halt back in the third week of May. Okay, now here we are the first week of July. What's been happening ever since? Well, it hasn't even been leveling off. It kind of has. It's been consolidating. But really, it's been in a little downtrend, just a little one for the last 6 or 7 weeks. So number one, here's what we know. The wind is no longer at our backs. We don't have any wind right now. If anything, we have just a little bit of wind in our face, okay? The market has entered into, at least for now, a sideways topping out consolidation. What we don't want to have happen, and what I'm worried is possibly going to happen, is the market is going to roll over. That's when I sell stocks. You can see the sells that I've made recently, and you can look at the charts of those stocks, and you can see exactly why I started to get nervous and bite my fingernails and move away from those stocks. For that reason, I sold Apple at 637. For that reason, I saw the bond market top a year ago. For that reason, I saw the gold market top a year and a half ago. And what have those markets been in ever since? The gold market is still in a downtrend. You could have gotten out right when it started to roll over, and you could have set yourself on the sidelines and been a spectator to that entire crash and burn of the gold market. You could have set yourself aside and watched the entire crash and burn of the bond market and not have been caught up in it. If you were caught up in it, then you have a money manager, even if it's you, got to admit it, that was asleep at the wheel, that did not have any kind of an exit strategy. I'm not saying that this market is going to crash and burn like the gold market did, like the bond market did, but we have to realize that that is a possibility. We don't want to be involved in another 2008 crash. We don't want to be involved in another 2001, 2002 crash. That's all I can say is right now I have the red flag flying for the second straight week. under a red flag. I only buy if something just jumps off the page at me, which even in 2008, there were things jumping off the page, believe it or not. How about shorting the financials back then? That jumped off the page. Wow. I only hold my strongest stocks. If they start to show any kind of weakness at all, if they start to roll over at all, guess where I'm headed? I'm headed to the sideline with that stock. I don't like the way this market is tracing itself out right now. Having said that, I'm 70 to 80% invested. But boy, I'm more vigilant than I have been in the last probably 9 or 10 months. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, I picked up my son at about 5 a.m. yesterday, Pacific Coast time. We headed up the Southern California area about an hour and a half to a lake called Diamond Valley Reservoir, which is quite a creation of man there. I think it took 12 or 13 years to build that lake. That thing holds a lot of water. And it's also full of striped bass, which can grow. I think the lake record right now is about 38 pounds. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's like fishing for saltwater fish. A striped bass is a saltwater fish, but it lives in the lake, and it thrives in the lake. A striped bass lays millions of eggs, and those striped bass grow considerably larger than the largemouth bass. So we were after the big ones. We were after the 15, 20 pounders. We went through several schools of them, passed right through them. But for whatever reason, they had lockjaw. Yes, just like some days in the market, you know, the market doesn't cooperate. But we ended up getting a couple of largemouth bass, which, you know, hey, compared to a 20-pound striper, we let the largemouth bass go. I think the stripers feed on the largemouth bass. I know they do. They feed on the fry. But here's my point. I've never fished that lake before. I remember when they were creating it and all the hoopla and everything. And, you know, I've been reading the fishing reports recently on it. I said, you know what, I'm going to try it. But I knew that there was a guy up there that was an expert on that lake. He was there when it was built. He watched it being built. He knows where the water comes in and all the oxygen when the water comes in from the Feather River up in the Northern California. And the fish just love to froth around in that fresh water coming in. It's full of bubbles. It's like taking a jacuzzi. Cools them off and everything. So I decided, you know what, it's just worth it to hire a professional guide instead of wasting my time and day. Time is precious. I hired a guide that knows the lake, that knows the structure in the lake, that knows the techniques, that knows the patterns of the fish. And we were talking about what I did for a living and what he does for a living. I said, how many spots do you have in this lake that you know at one time or another, hold fish, depending on, you know, the year, time of year and the patterns and whatnot and what they're feeding on? You know, probably about 200 or so, you know. I said, what if you every day sold your little rankings? This is the number one spot to fish. This is number two. This is number three. If you don't catch anything here, here's four. Rank them on a daily basis. I said, that's what I do in the stock market. I said, this is a great big lake. You know, and its deepest point is 300 feet deep. That lake holds more water than all of our San Diego lakes combined. And in Southern California, water is gold, right? I mean, water is gold. We live in a semi-arid environment where water is very precious. And he was telling me about the Metropolitan Water District that owns that water rights in that lake and owns the water. Not only do they make a killing off the electricity that they produce from that lake, but they obviously make a killing off the water that they sell to the end consumer in that lake. But I said, it's a big lake. It's a huge lake. Where would I begin if I just came here, my son, day one, rent a boat, get out there with our tackle? I mean, I know basic fishing techniques, but not the specialized techniques needed to fish unknown territory like that. I said, it's the same way in the stock market. It's a big stock market out there. I track 3,400 different stocks, but I know their patterns. I know where they're feeding at any given point in time. I know which way the wind is blowing. I know which way the current is going. I know what the water temperature is. This is all very, very critical information. You know, so many people in the market, they go out completely unprepared with no facts backing them up, with no data, and cast a line in the water. Ah, here's Facebook. I've read all about this Facebook. This thing's going to be a big winner. I'll cast my line in the water. Well, it came public at 45. Here we are over a year later, and it's at 25. Okay, that wasn't such a good one, was it? Knowing where the current, which way the current is going, knowing which way the wind is blowing, and being vigilant. Okay, here's another thing. This guide that we hired, he's on the lake every day. almost every day. He shows up. Hey, Greg, how's it doing? How you going? How you doing? And I talked to the guys, and we're going out with Greg today fishing. Oh, he says, if there's fish, you'll get him. He's the best fisherman on this lake. He knows this lake. He's on it every day, okay? So here I show up. I've never been on the lake before. There's no way that I'm going to rent a boat and go out there and outfish Greg. He knows the lake. I don't know the lake. He's on it every day. I'm at work every day. Well, the lake of the stock market, I'm on every single day. Even when I was on the lake yesterday, we were watching Al Nylum. I was giving high fives to my son. He owns some in his little portfolio. He said, hey, we passed Al Nylum on the way to the lake. In fact, we passed about 6 or 7 of our holdings for whatever reason. San Diego's on fire right now with our stocks. We passed Santoris headquarters. We passed Illumina's headquarters. We passed Qualcomm. We passed Isis Pharmaceuticals headquarters. These are all stocks that I own. Purely coincidence, there just happen to be some of the best ranked stocks in the market right now. So anyways, the lesson is there. Look, you can manage your own money, and a lot of people are retired and whatnot, but find the tools necessary. Pick your gurus wisely. I don't know that I would build my portfolio off of watching Mad Money every day. I don't know. You try it yourself and see how it works out for you. But get good information from good people. I would be lost without my app, Best Stocks Now, that I invented. The first thing Greg did was when we got into the bass boat was he turned on his fish finder so he could see. You know what? You look out over that lake, it all looks the same. But the fish finder shows the bottom, and it shows the structure, and it shows whether or not there's fish holding on that structure or not. That's pretty valuable. Otherwise, you're just going out there completely blind. And I look at my app as the fish finder. It shows me what's underneath the surface of the water. It shows me where the structure is. It shows me which structure is holding fish and which is not. You've got to narrow it down. And I narrow it down every weekend in my newsletter, which you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. I narrow it down by first looking at the asset classes of the lake. Okay, I'm not going to fish out in the middle of the lake. There's other places where we're going along. I said, Greg, this looks like a real fishy area. He said, it's just mud underneath. There's nothing. There's no brush. There's no structure. Fish don't hang out in this area. Well, the stock market's the same. Fish aren't hanging out. Stocks aren't hanging out right now in metals and mining and natural resources and commodities. They're pretty much bunched up in one little corner of the market right now. And you have to fish where those fish are bunched up right now. Where are they bunched up right now? When we come back, I'll give an example. Let's see if we can land a lunker. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, here's what we've covered so far. This year is halfway over, and we're beginning the second half of the year in the market. The first half, we had the wind at our back. We had a seven-month rally in the market that began in November of last year, and it carried us until May 22nd of this year. So the go away in May, pretty close, wasn't it? We went 3 weeks into May. If you would have went away on May 1st, you would have missed a pretty good 3 weeks in the market. Now we're back to where, let's see, are we back to where we were? No, now we're lower, obviously, in the market than where we were back on May 22nd. I'd have to look at the May 1st numbers. But we're now tracing out a downtrend in the market. Now, it's a minor, okay? You have to remember, there's the primary trend. That's the big picture. Let's go back to 2009 on our chart and look at a big picture of the market. The big picture is that we are still in a primary uptrend in the market. Okay, but within that primary uptrend and over the last 4 years and 4 months, we've had little secondary trends within that primary trend that have gone counter to the uptrend. In other words, we've had little downtrends, little corrections, pauses in the action, consolidations all along the way. And each time, here's a very important point, each time that the market has consolidated, each time the market has gone through a secondary reaction, we've had to ask ourselves, is this just a secondary reaction within this primary uptrend? Or is this the big one? Is this the beginning of the end? Is this the rolling over that the gold market did a year and a half ago? Is this the rolling over that the stock market did back in 2008? Is this the rolling over that the bond market began last summer? And each time I've said to myself over the last 4 years and 4 months, no, this is nothing more than a secondary reaction within a primary uptrend, otherwise known as a bull market. And as I sit here today, I still have that same opinion on this current secondary reaction that is underway. But you know what I do during secondary reactions? My antennas go up. My right eye starts to twitch. If it gets really bad, my left eye starts to twitch. I start increasing my Rolaids consumption. But what I really do is I remain especially vigilant. Because eventually, we don't know when, one of these secondary reactions within this primary uptrend is going to really roll over and we'll be on the cusp of a bear market. Which is going to happen at some point in time. May happen a year from now. We may be starting it now. That's why I have to be on high alert. It's just like being in the middle of a lake in a small boat and you see the clouds approaching. The clouds may come and go, blow through, or you may get into one heck of a windstorm. The worst, risking my life, I took a day off from high school with my buddy. We went fishing to a local lake. The wind came up. I said, you know how you are when you're in high school. You're invincible. This is no problem. We kept fishing. We barely made it to shore. By the time we got to shore, our boat was sunk. It was under the water. We swam the last little bit to shore. You know what? We don't want to have this happen in the market. That's why we're on high alert right now. That's why I put up a red flag. 2 weeks ago, I put up a yellow flag. 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, and I'm keeping the red flag flying today because we're still in a downtrend within this primary uptrend. Now, having said that, I've still got 80%, 70%. In my conservative growth account, I'm 50% invested. In my aggressive growth account, I believe I'm 75% invested. In my income account, I found some tremendous bargains recently. And I think I'm 100% invested right now in my income, dividend-producing accounts. That's where the best bargains are right now because they just got hit real hard. It was that word, taper, and it caused the whole dividend market to come unraveled. I was up like 15% this year in my income accounts. I saw about a 7 or 8% correction, and now I'm only up 8% in my income accounts. It came very swiftly, but now I'm seeing some really good bargains there, and I've added some really, really good dividend-paying stocks here recently, and they're definitely outside the box, okay, number one. Number two, within the aggressive growth accounts, I still have some very, very strong stocks. I'm going to give you an example right now of a stock that I still own, and it's still performing well, and it still looks good. We'll see whether or not it holds up during this little storm that's blowing through or not. I'm going to look at it every single day, but number one, it's in the right sector of the market. It's in that biotech. It's in that medical sector, which all of a sudden, now all of a sudden, the medical sector, there's been a dramatic change to the medical sector, which I have to be very much on top of. Obamacare, the employer part of Obamacare, wherein if you have 50 or more employees, you have to buy health insurance for all those employees, has been delayed for an entire year. Okay, what effects? What ripple effects will that have on the market, on the red-hot medical sector, healthcare, biotech, pharmaceutical sector? Well, we're going to see, aren't we? That's why my eyeballs on all of these stocks today and tomorrow and the next day, I'm going to see which stocks are moving. For instance, a restaurant stock is celebrating right now because that would have been a death knell to a lot of these restaurant fast food companies. The Applebee's of the world, the Outbacks of the world. Oh, boy, they were cringing, and now they got a year's reprieve. On the other hand, the hospital stocks, which thought they were going to get a whole bunch more clients here all of a sudden have to rethink it. So we're going to see in the coming days and weeks which stocks are going to benefit from this decision and which stocks are going to not benefit. They're going to be hurt by this decision. Cause and effect. Sometimes the wind changes direction, and you have to move in a different direction. Having said that, I'm still jazzed about Jazz Pharmaceutical. I wrote this thing up recently on MarketWatch, wherein, you know, I write a couple, two, three articles. I write pretty much an article every day for somebody. I send it to Seeking Alpha. I send it to thestreet.com. Sometimes I send them to MarketWatch, and now I'm got a new outlet. I just have to set up a few things with them. I'll be writing for townhallfinance.com. John Ransom and his crew over there, which I'm very excited to be one of their contributors now. But I wrote up Jazz Pharmaceutical back on June 5th, a month ago, J-A-Z-Z. And here's the reason why. You know my philosophy. First, I like to be in the right area of the market. Jazz Pharmaceutical is a mid-cap domestic stock. The sweetest of the sweetest spots in the market continues to be mid-cap and small-cap domestic stocks. Don't even think about emerging markets. Don't even think about China. Don't even think about South America right now. It's happening right here at home. If you're not in domestic stocks, you're fishing in the complete wrong area of the market. In fact, not only are you fishing in the wrong area of the market, you're in a dangerous area of the market. China's down over 20%. China's in a bear market. Why would you fish there? Okay, and when we look at the sectors of the market, Jazz Pharmaceutical is in the right sector right now. It's a pharmaceutical. It's a biotech. That continues to be the hottest area of the market. You know me, I like performance. I like to go with the boat that's been catching fish. I like to go with the guy who knows where the fish are, that's been performing, that's been producing results. I don't want Hewlett-Packard. Jazz over the last 5 years has been going up at 53% per year. Over the last 3 years, 107% per year. Over the last 12 months, 59%. It gets a performance grade of A. It's one of the top skippers in the fleet, is this CEO. He's been bringing home the bacon for his shareholders for quite some time. Now, we all know that past performance is no guarantee of future results. How many times have we heard that? Heard it till I'm blue in the face, but we have to say it because it isn't. All right, valuation. You got to believe that this stock's probably expensive right now. Not so. It's trading at 9x forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 16% per year. It's got a PEG ratio of 0.57. Has 93% upside potential, according to my math, over the next 5 years. The last part is that healthy stock chart. Boy, does it possess that. Now, even though I have a red flag warning on the market, there's always spots, hot spots in the market. This is still one of them. One that I own. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. Jazz Pharmaceutical. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We took a day off yesterday and went fishing. Come on, it's July. We got to take a day off once in a while. But we were watching our stock quotes. We were watching our stocks while we were out on the lake enjoying a little bit of Mother Nature and a little bit of striped bass fishing, throwing some largemouth bass. We didn't get any stripers yesterday. We tried. We did everything we knew how to do. The guide did everything he knew how to do, but sometimes they just have lockjaw. And yesterday, they had lockjaw. They were full, I guess. Maybe they'd been feeding all night. I don't know. There's always something. But still, any day fishing on the water is any day at work, right? That's what they say. I don't know. I enjoy my work. So kind of a toss-up as far as I'm concerned. Look, in the first quarter of the show, I talked about a chart of the S&P 500 right now. I don't like the way it looks. I'm just telling you. And I put up a yellow flag four or five weeks ago. I said, listen, this uptrend in the market is over. The wind at your back for the last 7 months is no longer at your back. Now you have to be really careful. And if you're going to make any new purchases, they've got to be like really, really good. It's not like throwing a dart at the Wall Street Journal anymore, because in an uptrend, you know, like 80% of the stocks are moving up. I had 400 A-minus rated stocks or better, which is what I limit my buys to. They got to be A-minus or better if they're growth stock. Now I have less than 200. So the leadership of the market has really narrowed. Instead of the fish biting almost anywhere in the lake where almost anybody could catch them, which fish get stupid. When they're spawning, they get stupid. And, you know, almost anybody can catch them when they're in spawn mode. But now it's getting more difficult. Now there's only little areas of the lake that are still producing fish. And you better have left those other areas of the lake because they are starting to get just a little bit dangerous. It's time to be on high alert right now. I started flying a red flag on the market 2 weeks ago, and I kept it up this past week. And I still have it up today. Why? The main reason is the technical chart, the one-year chart of the S&P 500. I don't like the way it's slanting down and threatening to roll over right now. It's threatening, all right? So I'm on high alert. Having said that, like I say, I still find some good stocks. We talked in the second quarter of the show about going fishing in the market, that those that know where the fish are. That's absolutely critical. You can't just buy an ETF or a mutual fund, you know, that's a broad index. They're not biting all over the lake anymore. Now you've got to really go into those areas where they are. And it's become less and less the sectors that are working in the market. Right now it's basically all around medical. And now it's even got the wind in its face with this decision late yesterday to delay the employer part of Obamacare for a year. What will be the fallout? Well, I'll be looking at my medical stocks here and see. And if some of them are starting to weaken, we'll go to the sidelines and cash with those stocks. Okay? So that's where we're at in the market right now. Then I talked about Jazz Pharmaceutical, a stock that continues to do well in this environment. Let me talk about one more. On our way to the lake yesterday, we passed another one of our holdings. Like, isn't this weird? Passing all of our holdings here on the road. Illumina has a couple of huge buildings here in San Diego. Illumina, which I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, which I hope you read. If you haven't, you can buy it from my website. I talked about what I look for in stocks, how I find them, the criteria that they have to have, and I gave some examples back then of stocks that at that time were best stocks now, and many of them are still best stocks today, including Illumina, which is hitting new all-time highs. It's now a $9.2 billion company. Illumina has those criteria, namely value, performance, and a healthy stock chart, and it's in the right area of the market. Illumina, over the last 10 years, has delivered 47.6% per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, 19.4%. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 78%. The stock is flying. The momentum grade is A. The performance grade is B+. From a valuation point of view, I still have a $138 target price on Illumina. It's trading at $74. It meets my performance requirements, my value requirements. Out of 3,400 stocks, it comes in at number 88. It's just an example of a best stock now. It's not a recommendation. It is one that I own still, but I'm vigilant. I own it in my aggressive growth accounts. Okay, do we have Craig Brock out there? Maybe Craig went fishing. Is Craig Brock out there? No, doesn't sound like it. Boy, I'm going to have to put out the missing person alert for our mortgage guy. Craig Brock, ever since interest rates shot up. Okay, 2.45% is where that 10-year yield is currently. You can look up Craig Brock on the internet. Craig Brock is an expert, just like hiring a fishing guide to fish Diamond Valley Lake. Craig is an expert in the mortgage market. That's all he does all day long, every single day. The guy is an expert on the mortgage market. So if you'd like to get in touch with Craig Brock, you can Google his name. Doesn't matter where you live, Hawaii, Seattle, Soda. And Craig will answer any questions you have about whether you're thinking about a reverse mortgage, whether you're thinking about refinancing. Or you're just trying to buy something new and you're trying to keep the payment low. You know, it's all important that you give Craig Brock a call. Now, I'll be writing my newsletter this weekend like I do every weekend, even the 4th of July weekend. We may do a bit of an abbreviated letter this weekend, but there's going to be some very important information in it. There's going to be the current market temperature. It's going to be the current asset class leaders, the asset classes to be in, the asset classes to completely avoid. I'm going to narrow it down to the sectors of the market. The sectors to be in, the sectors to avoid. And it has three model portfolios, aggressive growth, conservative growth, and the income portfolio. I've been finding a lot of bargains right now in the income portfolio. And the stocks that I still own in my aggressive model portfolio, which is flying this year, they still look okay right now. I may even find one or two before the end of the week. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to get the newsletter coming to your email box. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.